Now on Money News, Aussie John Simon.
I'll tell you what, for the very first time this year, the great man himself, the founder and the executive chairman of the Aussie Home Loans Group, John Simon, is on the line and on the program. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, Ross, and here's to a great new year coming up.
Well, happy new year to you as well. A lot of attention has been paid over the last day or so about the home loan affordability issue for many Australians, particularly with the median house price in Sydney in the last quarter of 2016 reaching more than $1.1 million. Politicians of all types are trying to find solutions to the problem. There's not one solution, though, is there?
There's no single bullet for this one, Ross. It's This has been developing for probably 25 years, and every year gets tougher. But I think if governments put their heads together, there's got to be some way that they can ease the burden. It's never going to be easy, but I think our new premier's got the focus, and she believes it's going to be her number one priority.
Yeah, of course, that's Gladys Berejiklian in New South Wales. I noticed there that the opposition leader, also Luke Foley, has indicated that, number one, he wants the changes to negative gearing that Bill Shorten wanted, but he also is prepared to try and increase the first home buyer's grant from $7,500 to $10,000. Everybody has said that it doesn't work doing this, but somehow he believes it's still an option.
It doesn't work. It's been tried over and over again. All it does is inflate house prices, and it then creates a shortage of properties for sale. And you know, the innocent, inexperienced first-home buyers queue up to buy, pay too much, and the vendor grabs the money and runs.
But it is true to say that it's not just about providing more supply. I mean, you know, there's all sorts of other issues that come to it, from councils approving sensibly infrastructure that needs to be put in place and development. But on top of that, it's got to be, you know, an ability for people to be able to access the markets easily and readily. I think these are all a key. So there's not, and transport's got to be a key. If you can actually, you know, have transport systems from point A to point B, it does open up new areas for housing and affordable housing potentially.
And Ross, you go and buy a new block of land or a new house, it's riddled with taxes that supposedly today comprises at least half of the purchase price is some way direct or indirect taxes, which is absolutely crazy.
And of course, the real problem is while the developers are struggling to get these properties up, the banks can become very conservative about who they lend to and when they lend, and that also can have an impact on prices in the long term.
That has a huge impact, and this is why we need the availability of competitive financing for first-home buyers. But I'm also against first-home buyers trying to borrow with next to no deposit. I think that's futile, and I don't like that. People need to have a reasonable deposit before they get themselves hooked up and tied in knots in debt they can't afford.
There's no doubt, because if there are big falls in prices, they are incredibly vulnerable, especially if they lose jobs along the way. The executive chairman and also the founder of the Aussie Home Loans Group, he's a regular here on Money News. Always great to have him. And John, great to have you on tonight.
Thank you, Ross.
John Simon, he'll be with us during the year on Money News.